here to all of you as 2012 gets underway. We have an opportunity to reflect on 2011 and the progress we've made as a city to become a more safer place. One of the major accomplishments we're most proud of continues to be the steady decline in crime across the city. In fact, it's a 9-year steady decline. It's no small feat that year after year, we have good news to share with you about the safety of our streets and our communities. And today, like every day, I'm grateful for the leadership of Chief Charlie Beck, the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Brian Cummings, the men and women of the Fire Department, and Chief Centeno and the men and women of our Airport Police. Well, they're our Air Force as well, I guess. And for their commitment to build safer communities and stronger public safety departments. These officers and emergency responders deserve our gratitude. Here in LA, our priority has always been to ensure the public safety of our residents. We've increased the size of our police department, embraced a culture of community policing, and implemented a comprehensive anti-gang initiative. Our city has become a model in all those respects. Our unwavering commitment to public safety has yielded tangible results that are not just represented in the numbers. They're represented in the individuals who will never be victims of violence. I can proudly say that in 2011, as I said, for the 9th consecutive year, crime and violence in the city of Los Angeles has dropped. And once again, just as last year, on a per capita basis, we're safer than any time since 1952. The last time we had this number of Part 1 crimes was 1959. I don't have to remind you, some of you weren't born. The two of us were in grade school, and Eisenhower was president of the United States. This is an extraordinary accomplishment. One, because we all know that over the past few years, our economy took a turn for the worse, and many thought crime and violence would follow. It's also remarkable, given that 2011 was no stranger to the unpredictable nature of public safety events, such as the Hollywood shooting the other day, Occupy Los Angeles, and the recent arson rampage. But here in LA, we know our story is what we make it, and we're determined to make it a good one. Last year, there were city-wide reductions in rapes, robberies, aggravated assaults, burglary, burglary from autos, personal theft, and auto theft. Now, if you recall, 2010 was an historic year for homicides, and for the second year in a row, in 2011, there were fewer than 300 homicides citywide. You all remember the years when there were over 1,000 homicides in the city, and it wasn't so long ago. Just since 2005, there's been about a 38% decrease in homicides. When you look at those numbers, you have to marvel at the work that the men and women of our public safety departments have done. Now, in each of the LAPD's four bureaus, violent crime and property crime were reduced. The total number of citywide Part 1 crimes was 104,215. And as I said, the last time we saw numbers like that was 1959. Citywide violent crime was down 7.3%. Property crime was down 5.5%. Gang crime was down 15.2%, a reduction of approximately 8,843 gang crimes last year. Now, to fully understand the significance of these states, you have to remember these are reductions from already historically low numbers. As I said, and I was off by a point, we underestimated it. Homicides, since 2005, homicides have been reduced by 39%. Violent crime has been reduced by 35% and has everything to do with the daily heroic actions of our officers. Sometimes they get the media attention they deserve, sometimes they don't, but every single day they run into danger in a way that we all have to be proud of and grateful for. But we must remember that our officers face danger every day and commit heroic acts that we often never hear about. Today's statistics are a testimony to their work. Crime is down because of the unwavering commitment and dedication we make to public safety. And I couldn't be prouder of their work. I do want to say that our gang reduction and youth development program, working in collaboration with our police department, with the full support of the chief of police and the command staff, with the senior leads working with them, have really helped to make this a safer city. And I do want to acknowledge Guillermo Cespedes, wherever you are. He works hand in hand with our police department. I also want to acknowledge our federal partners, a couple of whom are here today. I say it every single time. We have an opportunity to thank them for the collaboration, for the coordination, for the intelligence, for the assets they bring to bear, whether it's in focusing on gang crime, major crimes, as in the case of the arsonist recently, you name it, time and again, almost on a daily basis, they're working and collaborating with them. And I want to acknowledge particularly the folks from the State Department and the U.S. Marshal's Office for their work in recognizing the suspected arsonist in the video images. And thanks to their diligence and their keen observations, they were instrumental in assisting the arson task force in apprehending a criminal who sought to do our city harm. So together we made a great deal of progress. We've done it working in collaboration. We've done it with the support of this city, and I couldn't be prouder. I'd like to bring up the man who's most responsible, and he'll say the men and women are responsible, so before he does, I will agree. But the man who's most responsible for providing the leadership and the culture of community collaboration in the city, Chief Charlie Beck.